coffee, you're out. Beer, suit up. This is The Perfect Pour.
Coffee was having an off game.
Man.
He just bench him.
He's benched.
Coffee got benched for The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, Matt. You all right? Matt. You all right?
Yeah, my allergies.
Okay.
My voice and nostrils are going to be in and out all night.
We're going to need you at peak performance for the next 2 hours because we're going to be talking about beer. We're going to be drinking there. It's like a fun bottle share with your fun friends. Your three of your fun friends. Thanks for joining us. There's going to be some beer culture talked about. We're going to, throughout the show, we're going to hear from listeners across the country what the hell's going on with their week in beer. We're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for. All kinds of fun beer nerd stuff.
Nerds.
Before the show, we were drinking a couple beers, drinking a Drake's, the Nogginizer Double IPA. That's still going around the table. And from the can, a 12-ounce can.
What?
First time on the show, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Revision IPA. One of the better IPAs out there. And I'm trying to distract Louie.
He's lobbing treats at him.
Trying to keep Louie occupied over here at the same time hosting a podcast. What do you think about that? That's skills. Mad podcast skills.
Multitasking.
So, yes. That revision from McCann's. First time you having that revision from McCann?
Yes. Where you find such a thing?
Where did I find that? It feels like maybe the market? No, that doesn't. I don't think that's right. Where the hell was that? Where was I when I found this?
You let us know when you think.
All right. I'll let you know.
It was very, very nice. And I'm guessing fresh being that cans are new for them.
Mm-hmm. And so there you go. That's what we're drinking. That's what we got going on right now. And we're ready for a new beer.
Matt's dying. Here, have some of Nature's candy. You need some Nature's cough drops.
I've had a handful of raisins in my cookies, so...
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that kind of show. It's a podcast, guys. We can say anything we want.
That's right. Fart.
Don't matter.
Rectangle.
Whoa, bro. Man.
I'm going to write down all the words I know.
There we go. Explicit. We're explicit again. You said fart.
That's right.
Your kids are in the car.
Earmuffs them.
Earmuff them.
Earmuffs the children.
Another Drake's going around. Drake's Brewing's Pride IPA. I don't think Nick got that right.
Nope. You guys are holding out on 16-ounce
can. Their new can designs.
Okay. I'm going to drink in my can glass from this.
Independent beer from Drake's.
Yep. It'll hold one can.
South Bay. Southeast. East Bay. South.
East Bay South. Soon to be Sack of Tomatoes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Soon to have a place in Sacramento. Sacramento. Off the I-5.
Not the 99.
Okay.
Not the 99.
I had to read the description. Drake's annual Pride release is a rye driven IPA featuring tropical flavors on top of the soft, hazy body of wheat. So that makes more sense.
I'm getting that wheat.
Rye. Wheat.
I'm getting some rye. I'm getting some wheat.
Oh, that's why it's Pride. P-R-Y-E-D.
Pride. Yes, precisely.
Beer puns.
They punned it up. Thanks, Drake's, for punning along.
It's pretty good for wheat.
For a wheat beer.
For wheat beer.
Most beers have wheat.
No.
Gluten-free.
No.
Yeah, we could go get some gluten-free, some Omissions.
Let's do it.
Delicious. Delicious. I think Stone's Delicious IPA is pretty good beer.
Gluten-reduced, bro.
Well, it's like 99%.
Yeah, why don't you have a fistful of raisins?
Raisins. Mm. Oh, yeah. On our Instagram, we did an impromptu Instagram Live and opened up a some beer mail from Raisins to Barrels or Raisin Tabulas.
They get stuck in your teeth and make your beer sweet.
You sent some actual raisins. Mm. Way better than fresh raisins, fresh raisins.
What's he got over there? Go bug him.
Mm. Go find out. See if Louie eats a raisin.
Rabbit turds.
Oh, he has an aware tap.
he just wants what's in
he
your
just
hand.
Stepped on it.
Can I have the plastic bag? I'd rather have the plastic bag, please.
And Louie's taking over the show once again. So what's going on, culture, guys? Mmm, raisins.
Mm-hmm, the raisins. Culture.
Raisins still culture.
These are raisins that are in the lots of beers around Bakersfield and our buddies over there on the Central Coast.
It's pretty funny when we're just going about our day on social media and he tags us. He's like, yep, those are my raisins.
Those are my raisins. My raisins.
Nice. Yep, that's me.
He's all making all these collabs, living the life, living the dream life of a raisin farmer.
I got the stuff. You want the stuff? I got the stuff.
Got the stuff.
He started a raisin farm just to drink beer with others.
Yeah. Matt.
Life goals.
Bill Coors.
Bill Coors. Just popped up once again, huh? Hi, I'm Bill Coors.
Died Saturday at the age of 102.
Whoops. We're going to edit that.
Didn't see that coming.
Oops.
So he is the grandson of Adolf Coors. And that makes him the third person in the family history to run it. Because right now it's run by Pete Coors, which I think might be his
grandson. Pete Coors.
Might be his grandson or nephew or something like that. But yeah, he was a...
Pete Coors is okay, right?
He was a... Let's see.
Before we say anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's
okay.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Pete Coors.
Pete Coors.
I'm Pete Coors. Nice to meet you.
He started with the company in 1939, served from chairman from 59 to 2000, and vice chairman until 2003 when he stepped down.
Damn.
So.
Dang, he stayed in 2003.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that was a 65-year career with Coors.
He was with Coors when Coors was cool, man.
Yeah, before it was Molson. And then, so I just, you know. Obviously, that's it's one of those things where people are like, oh, you got to do, you know, yoga and like eat at health food stores and whatnot. It's like, no, just run a brewery.
Yeah.
Live to be 102.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Just all you got to do.
Yeah.
Live in the Rockies, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the golden Colorado water.
Mountain water.
In the article, they just pay tribute to him and kind of some of his legacy, but a little factoid that stood out. I guess Coors was the ones that kind of pioneered in putting beer into recyclable aluminum cans back in 59.
Nice. In 59.
Dang.
So, can.
Nothing
beats tan can.
They said cans would have, or the aluminum cans would have came around eventually, but they at least helped it, helped it out.
So, made it a thing.
First.
First comment.
So that's what you guys got to do. Work for a brewery for 65 years,
I'll do it.
And then retire for 20.
We're gonna
15 years of retirement after working 65 years at a job.
I'll probably be doing that when I retire from my current job. I'll work for a brewery. We gotta start getting some more higher wages up in the brewery industry.
Well, don't worry. In 3 years, it'll be $15 minimum wage. That's what you're asking for, right?
Yep.
There it is.
Need that minimum wage, bro.
3 years.
Can we just get the minimum wage? Can we do that?
Yeah, because it's going to be $12 in 2019. It's $1 from here on out each year.
Oh, boy.
I'm all set.
So here is...
Won't even pay for my medical insurance.
Here's an odd pairing that I didn't really see reading anything about. But Buffalo Wild Wings has signed a 3-year partnership with the Brewers Association. Or sponsorship, I should say.
Hmm.
And so I guess they set up at the GABF. And and then they're, they have CBC. But, yeah, I guess they just set up a mock bar where they, you know, TVs and everything. And you get drinks, and they had free wings and all that stuff. And
it's bright as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's all bright. Yeah. You seen that Buffalo Wild Wings on Wishaw? It's like it's like messing up the sky.
You're all SpaceX or Buffalo Wild Wings.
You can't even see the stars because that thing's so bright.
That's light pollution, sir.
Yeah, light pollution. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm. This microphone seems to be in my beer drinking.
But, oh, man, you got to adjust that.
So Arby's now owns Buffalo Wild Wings, if I'm correct.
Can you get curly fries at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Can I get an Arby's sauce?
Sure.
Arby's sauce.
Arby's sauce wings.
Isn't it horsey sauce?
Ooh, sir? Yeah. Sorry. Whatever. Arby's sauce, bro.
But so, no, I mean,
horsey sauce is that's the horseradish.
So they just talked about all the ways that Buffalo Wild Wings can be involved with the Brewers Association now, whether it's GABF or CBC or.
What's ABC Sam Adams
or FYG?
Can we get them to not have 15 Sam Adams on tap?
So here's the fun factoid. Granted, there is a lot of in this category. Buffalo Wild Wings is also looking to feature gold medal winners from GABF on tap in some of its 1,200 restaurants across the country.
Things are getting interesting.
I think we really want to be known for the play. Or for being a place you can go to, any Buffalo Wild Wings across the country, and you know that you can get a GABF gold medal winning beer in our restaurants.
Nice.
So we've heard.
That sounds like a lot of Kolsch's.
Yeah.
Kolsch.
So
Kolsch.
Granted, with the
Kolsch, you know, good for pizza.
Good for pizza.
With how many gold medal winners there
probably
are.
Probably good for wings. Good pairing with
we
wings.
We don't know exactly what will be, you know, there, but. They've always had a very limited, as you guys mentioned, with all the Samuel Adams, they've usually only had about 4 handles that were local or rotating out of their like 26 drafts at the Buffalo Wild Wings. So maybe if they do kind of switch more towards the Brewers Association, like Brewers Association could be like, no, this is what you need.
Yeah.
Kind of shift their focus a little bit.
Yeah, because businesses are usually too dumb to know anything. So if they're at least open to what the Brewers Association has to say, they'll be all right. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Let Buffalo Wild Wings worry about how many napkins you're given when your food's brought to you.
Yeah.
And let Brewers Association worry about what beer they need.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do you think this will all start? Can I go in there today? Get some medals?
I doubt it's that
gold!
Quick.
Mm-hmm. I love gold when I walk in the
somebody open a beer.
When they ask, you know, how many the table, I'll just say I love gold.
They're estimating that 30% of Buffalo Wild Wings beer menu is craft beer.
30%. Sadly, that's pretty high for restaurants these days. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to go. I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Maybe we'll just have to kind of, you know, start watching the social medias, and maybe somebody will be like, look, I had a
Golden Road.
Medal-winning Golden Road.
I had a gold medal-winning Lucky Day from Central Coast at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now you're talking.
Ooh.
Yeah, what if that happened?
Somebody'd really be paying attention.
Great day. It'd be like Kopi having a great day.
He was at Tioga today.
It's aww, a Kopi.
What was he doing there?
There was a group
5-day weather forecast.
I didn't have all the details. It was just I got like a small post-it note. It's like group of 30
celebrity weatherman.
They're like group of 30 coming out, setting up in back area, bringing own food. And then we were just sitting there, it's like we were talking to each other, and somebody's like, hey, isn't that Kopi? And there's Kopi in the food line. He's got some food. And
there's a Kopi.
And I was like, well, he can just roll in, grab some tacos. I don't care.
Kopi can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Because he's having a great day.
He's freaking Kopey. He knows Josh Teague.
Bring his own shawarma to the party.
Yeah.
Kopey's Greek. That's a great reference.
What else? What else? That's good.
Those are my news things.
All right. Buffalo Wild Wings. Look for it. Looking out for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Better beer selection.
Yep.
Better beer needs.
If you ever need your sodium intake for the year.
I like the boneless wings. I don't like
those are not wings, sir.
They're boneless wings.
They're nuggets.
Nugget.
Boneless wings. Says boneless wigs.
What's wrong with bone wings?
Ugh, all the tendons and the bone. That's disgusting. I don't want to be reminded I'm eating a dead animal. I want to just make believe.
So you're just saying if it's breaded, you'll eat it? So what if it was like soybean-based chicken? You'd be like, well, I don't know the difference.
If it actually tasted the same, I'd be all right.
If you go into Yard House.
I would love to be a vegetarian. I just can't do it.
Go in the Yard House, get the Gardein chicken nachos.
Gardein chicken
nachos? So Gardein is the soy-based chicken that they use. Go in there, get those. If you are not satisfied, I will buy you a proper plate of nachos.
All right. That's a deal. Either I get satisfying nachos or I get nachos for free.
Woo! Yeah.
I can't lose there.
Nope.
I'm doing that.
I had those, and they spice it in a way that you'll just be like, all right, I'll have another beer.
I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Spice it up.
I like the idea of being a vegetarian. I just can't eat vegetables. So I'm left with no choice but to be eating meat.
Tempura veggies.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried.
Nick.
What?
What do you have?
What did I do?
I'm tangenting the show once again. I'm just disgusted in myself.
Oh, well. Sure. Okay. So I need to collab on this news story.
All right.
I need a collab from our Florida reps.
Oh.
They are not present. So
here.
Are they allowed to call in?
Might be able to find a voicemail of them.
Call us next week with your answer to this question and let us know how you feel about this. So we have a bit of a buyout situation.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Well, it's a partnership. What does that say to you? Did I say buyout?
It says get more into the story so I could form an opinion.
Nice way to say buyout.
Okay, so BrewHub has signed a partnership with Cycle Brewing Company. These are both Florida-based breweries. So BrewHub seems to be a rather large facility, 100,000-barrel facility. That provides full brewing, packaging, distributing, and selling services for craft brands that are constrained by capacity, geography, or capital.
Mm-hmm. I'm constrained by geography.
Geography. Yes.
So on the West Coast, that'd be known as Gordon Biersch, where they will contract brew with them.
So they have partnered with Cycle Brewing, which Cycle Brewing seems to be cool. They got good labels. They got cool names for their beer. It's all bicycle themed stuff. I kind of like where they're going with this. So I'm wondering, what do the Florida reps think of this? Is this good or is this not good? Is this a good thing? Have they been bought out or is this like... are these guys actually here to help these Cycle Brewing fellows make the next step in their day-to-day efforts? Make bigger my brewery.
So, wait, who's got the money here?
So the Brew Hub, they're the money. Mm-hmm. And Cycle Brewing is the idea.
Okay.
They're going to produce Crank IPA and Cream and Sugar Porter. Those are the first two beers they're gonna mass produce and distribute. for this little smaller brewery, not little, but smaller brewery. And so this is in the St. Petersburg area, which I believe is Hoppy Libations and or Al Green's territory.
Oh, okay.
They might know more about this.
I don't know. Let's see. Here's Al Green. Let's see if he randomly says anything.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green. Just sitting in my den, enjoying a Sweetwater G13 out of my cool pointy bell glass that I just got. I posted a picture of it.
Shut those wind chimes up.
In the porum. Celebrated my 5-year wedding anniversary over in Fort Myers with the wife.
Woo!
She was cool enough to hit some breweries with me, man. So we got in 7 brand new breweries. I won't go through each one in detail, but I'll let you know that we hit Millennial Brewing Company. We hit Bury Me Brewing Company. All of their names all of their beer names were death related. They have a hazy IPA called Graveyard Fog. They have one called Pushing Daisies. They have one called From My Cold Dead Hands. That was a really, really cool place to go to. We went to a brewery that same night, Friday night, called Old Soul Brewing. They were almost closed when we showed up, so we felt kind of rushed while we were in there. But maybe we can give it another shot one day when there's more time. That was Friday night. Saturday, we hit Scotty's Beer Works. That was cool. We went there because, you know, Scotty B.
Yeah,
it's not the same Scotty B, obviously, but I just went there because the name sounded pretty cool. After that, we went to Big Blue Brewing. They were all right. Good location. We went to Pointy Bell Brewing. Went there because I saw that Florida Steve had a crowler from there not too long ago. So
Florida Steve's got one. I want one.
To go there, too. My favorite brewery out of them all was Coastal Days Brewing. They are an awesome mom-and-pop shop there. Literally, mom's out there pouring the beers, and dad's back there brewing them. Great location, fun atmosphere. They had a shop pet named Ruby, a little dog. It's just really, really cool place to go and enjoy some beers. They had a delicious hazy IPA called Seize the Day. Seize was spelled S-E-A-S. Very, very cool. If I went back into that area, that'd definitely be my first stop. They gave us free roller derby tickets. Never been to a roller derby before, but took advantage of that. Free stickers, and of course, free popcorn. Once we got back, I had a can of a special release beer from Hop Life waiting for me called Wake Me Up Before You Coco. So that was a good nightcap.
Other than that,
I got
like
about 9 seconds left on this voicemail, so I just wanted to say, man, had an awesome trip. Check me out on Untappd at It's Me Al Green and Willers.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
Those Florida kids.
I was hoping Al would say something related to a Nick story. But
that would have been awesome.
Yeah. But hey, it's cool. Good voicemail. You never know when a voicemail is going to come in, guys.
Wow, is that what's going on now?
Sure.
We're living our life?
That's trending. Yep. That's how you live your life. You're there with your wife on the couch one evening, and all of a sudden the voicemail starts playing. Fuck. Hey, what is that? It's a voicemail. Mike's doing a different thing. Just gonna have to listen to it.
Voicemail.
What else? Do you have other stuff?
Yes, I'm Drake's Barn is shaping up to be quite...
Oh, my gosh.
Quite the talk about Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
The all the nerds are nerding out about this place, even the architect nerds, because it was designed by a Dutch architect.
Oh, what's his name?
Franz.
Franz. Franz. It's a Franz.
I'm Dutch. Isn't that weird?
So they're getting ready to...
Isn't that weird?
There's one thing I hate. It's the Dutch.
good quote. Oh, nice shirt, by the way. I just noticed that thing.
Noticed that,
wow. Nobody Nobody's shirt.
It's Nick's band shirt.
No, 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 no. Nobody's fault but mine. October 24th, Drake's Barn is supposed to open. It's supposed to be a venue. It's a pizza and beer place.
Oh.
But they want it to be a destination point as well.
Look at them.
Mm-hmm. 400 seats. 400 nice. Patrons.
That's a
400
lot.
400 beer drinkers.
It's a lot.
Lots of people, lots of beer, lots of pizza.
Sacramento, dude. Zach. The Bouillets are
on
gonna,
the river.
Bouillets are going to have on the time river, eh? Of their lives.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Speaking of the time of our life, I'm ready for you to open that beer at any time.
Oh, anytime now.
Anytime now. We are getting thirsty.
Wow, that's a weird, like, feeling can. It's got, like, levels or something.
Levels?
I love gold!
Arm's length zombie cocktail beer from Hitchhiker Brewing Company. Donated to the show by Tommy V138.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I'll use my big glass.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Untap wants me to update my privacy and terms.
Oh, you better do it.
But what if I don't want to?
We got some information here because this was sent to us by Tommy. I wanted you get this. Looks hey, guys.
Hazy.
I wanted to send an update on the Pittsburgh craft beer scene. We have over 30 breweries in Pittsburgh. Actually, the whole state of Pennsylvania has seen a lot of growth. 30 of the Allegheny County brewers come together and started the Pittsburgh Brewers Guild to focus on kinship instead of competition. There's definitely a pretty cool thing going on here. If any listeners are coming to Pittsburgh or anywhere in Pennsylvania, they can hit me up and I could give them some great recos. If anyone is interested in doing some beer trading, contact me on Untappd, Tommy V138. I'd love to try out some other beers I can't get around here. Here's a beer from one of my favorite breweries, Hitchhiker Brewing Company. The beer is called Arm's Length. It is described as a cocktail-inspired beer brewed with flaked wheat, conditioned on passion fruit, pineapple, orange, grapefruit, citrus zest, and cinnamon, inspired by the 1950s Don Beach zombie recipe. I think it's pretty tasty. Let me know what you think. I want to give you a shout out. To give a shout out to everyone leaving voicemails. It's great to hear your thoughts, questions, and just everyday beer news. Keep up the great work, Tommy V.
That's all I'm getting. Rep. That's all I'm getting. You guys might not get this.
Tropical.
Tiki room.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of pineapple there.
Is this a Dole Whip beer?
This would be a very close to a Dole Whip beer. I'm still not getting it.
Hold on, hold on. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. Hold on. I got to start this motherfucking record over again.
Just calm down. Just calm down, all right?
Still on this motherfucker.
There's people in the car, all right?
Children are listening.
Hey, y'all get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
But it reminds me of passion fruit, which is the fruit that was named. Mm-hmm. But Drake has a song called Passion Fruit.
All right.
That sounded like a show at like... some local show that I've been to 80 times where that happens. That beginning was too real.
You guys really don't know who Drake is? Come on. Everybody knows who Drake is.
Is this what the kids are listening to millennials. These days?
You, even if you do not like Drake's music, you should still listen to it just so you know what people are talking about.
I'll have you know, sir, I watched Drake in a wheelchair on his TV show from Canada. That's the 90210 of Canada.
Okay.
That now the show is escaping my memory of the name. But that's why I watch them.
Whitest Kids, you know?
No.
Dawson's
Kevin
Creek?
Kevin Smith directed some of them.
I don't know. It's not, if it's not Dawson's Creek, I don't know what
it's
that
is. It's a high school drama that's like the 90210 of Canada.
It's not Dawson's
Creek? And
Drake
was an actor, and he was, his character was in a wheelchair. And
but anyways,
God dang it.
If you don't listen to music that you don't like, then you become one of those people that goes, music these days, it's all about, I don't know.
I'm honing that skill carefully right now.
Yeah. I don't know what these kids are listening to these days. Back in my day, we had guitars.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. You're starting to make some sense.
Where's all the guitars?
Where are the guitars?
So what you're saying is there's no guitars.
Nobody knows how to play guitar anymore. Okay? Where's the guitar solos? Nobody knows how to solo anymore.
So I know you have Spotify at least. Just go to the Discover tab and just new releases. Discover. Just click that.
I do that for metal.
New metal releases.
What's all my new metal?
Just pick a topic that's not metal and just new releases. Hit play. What? And then you might find a song you like. Otherwise, you'll just be like, okay.
This is a song.
So this is what people listen to. All right. Hmm.
I'm just waiting till somebody learns how to play guitar again.
I've already given up on the
brother. It's going to be like a lost language.
Where do I put my tape in? Where's my tape?
There's so many times where I'm like, hey, new Alice in Chains song. And like he'll either not respond or like 3 weeks later, you'll be like, oh, that was a good track.
That's right. Track.
It's how long it takes for me to get the things.
It's my timeline.
You ever watch that YouTube? What? No.
If it's not on Nickelodeon, I don't know what's going on. I'll tell you all about the Nickelodeon shows.
That
and the
Drake
Disney shows.
Played Fresno 2 days ago. Drake and Josh, Drake Bell. He played Strummers.
Drake Bell's from what show? I
don't know. You just got done telling
awkward
me.
Awkward silence.
I don't know. I didn't listen. That may be a before my generation of watching Disney Channel.
Oh, I thought you meant recently because you have a kid.
Yeah. The past 5 years.
Oh.
I feel like I know it all.
So apparently you really not. Just know SpongeBob is all.
Yeah, I know all the SpongeBob. All the SpongeBob episodes.
No, this is Patrick.
Hey, SpongeBob!
Oh man, yes. I'm just gonna.
Yes.
Just gonna play this.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is John in Long Beach, Fire Dog Brewing.
Hi, John.
Heading to work.
Uh oh.
So I'm driving.
Yeah. He's got a little skip in his step.
Not too loud for you. I just got off the freeway, so it
are you working on that brewery?
Pardon me. On the surface
things,
streets.
Just catching up on the last episode, wanted to say thank you very much for the cheers. It's a big moment for us to have solidified our location, and the hard work really begins now. So a lot of stressful days and sleepless nights and all that sort of stuff yet to come.
Good. Call that the past
but,
5 years.
Yeah, it's quite a journey. But an exciting one at that. And yeah, so thank you. Thank you very much. Also, had a quick little beer story. Had a quick trip to Phoenix over the weekend and had my first trip over to Wren House.
Yeah.
I know it's not in my Long Beach territory.
Terrible.
But,
don't do that again.
I've got family in Arizona, so I kind of venture out there from time to time. Really cool. Had a good time. Next week, the week after, I'll be in Arizona again for a wedding. And would like to try some other brewery. I don't know if I'll get out to Arizona Wilderness. It's probably a little too far. But I would like to one of these days. And finally, thanks for getting to that monkish beer I sent you, the Smarter Than Spock. I was wondering when you'd get to that. And yes, it... You know, it was a little lower ABV compared to a lot of the hazy beers that those guys put out. So I don't know that it fell off very much, to be honest with you. It had great aroma, but it was a little light on the hops and light on the fluffiness on the palate compared to some of their higher ABV hazy IPAs that they do. So, yeah, it was nice, sessionable compared to what those guys generally put out.
Sesh.
All right. Anyways, I guess that's it. As always, session, keep up the good work, guys.
And you're driving.
Click,
driving.
Click, 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 click.
Just out the 405. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Day off the 405. Stay off the 405.
Was that all the stuff you had, Nick?
I don't think he fully understood my joke when I was like, how do I get to the 405?
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. I was like, I knew what you're doing. And yeah, he took you seriously. He's like, well, actually, this is the exit you're taking. He's like, no.
The I-5 turns right into the 405.
He's doing a show joke.
Oh, come on.
Doing a show joke. Don't be helpful. He's doing a joke. Nick, did you have more stuff?
I just have one more question.
All right.
How soon is too soon for Celebration Ale?
Too soon. October's too soon.
I mean, October's too soon? Okay.
That's well, when thinking. Is then now?
Well, right now.
Right now.
Have you seen it? Is it out?
They are packaging.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's all right.
Sierra Nevada sent a teaser with red bottle caps.
Mm. I think at least after Thanksgiving. Okay. I mean, no, after Halloween.
Yes, I would agree.
I see it for Thanksgiving, like as part of the pumpkin beers and spiced beers. I can see Celebration coming in there, but you got to at least wait till after Halloween.
Well, we at least know you're going to avoid it. You'll just be walking down the aisle and you'll just be like, nope, yeah. Not time.
Don't see it.
Nope, don't see it.
Don't see nothing.
Just need a session.
Yep. Just going to grab this potato and walk on by. You need
a triple hazy.
Potatoes next to the beer aisle? That's ridiculous.
Sure.
Bullard and West, potatoes are right by the beer.
Man.
Ooh. Yeah, and Bullard and West has a second area. Has a little cooler.
Organic section.
Yeah, in the next aisle. Yeah.
With the fancy floor.
Yeah. Fancy floor.
Did they finally finish the floor in that place?
As of 2 days ago, they're halfway done.
Oh, okay. They are changing the whole floor?
Yep. The whole floor.
So they got the new signs.
All that asbestos. Yeah,
the worst logo ever.
The new signs, they put the doors on the fridges and now it's getting a new floor. So they probably are not going to close that one. Yeah. Herndon Marks, though.
Herndon Marks.
Hanging on by a thread. Oh,
it has not been updated since it's open.
Hey, guys, why aren't we getting new stuff?
We'll get to you.
Like, but our sign, it's kind of old-looking.
The refrigerator doors.
Have you looked into the job market lately? They are here. It's booming.
Mm-hmm. The refrigerator doors have the gold flake harlequin pattern on them still.
Yes.
Yeah.
it's scary.
Heritage, baby.
Knuckle referencing.
Heritage.
I mean, everybody's got to have a chain where it's just like one store is all new and the other one you walk in, it's just like it's like the same three people that have been working there for a year. Some guy named Maud.
Some dude, Maud. Hey, Maud.
And John.
And then you get stuck at the
John check- from Guitar Center's dad, John.
You get stuck at the checkout stand behind the old lady that still writes checks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. But they got those check readers now.
Oh,
I missed the
date. I got to redo it.
It reads the check and you give it back to them as their receipt. And you're like, oh, here you go. Mm-hmm. I just instantly debited your account.
Yeah. You got to be careful. If you're trying to game the system and write a check, like, well, I won't get paid till Friday, but I can write the check. Nah, it'll take it right out, bro.
Damn it.
Can't game that
no
system
No more floating
anymore.
The checks.
Huh? Nope. Can't float the check grocery store anymore.
Man.
Gotcha.
Woo. Nothing gives you anxiety like floating the check. Adrenaline rush.
I'm out of here. I got to go.
That's probably the most insulting thing is it's like they'll get like your life story. It's like they'll take like your name, number, social security number, put all that on the check. Dog's first name, blood type, all that stuff.
Neighbor's phone number.
Neighbor's phone number. And like a DMV service fee and all that stuff. And then they'll just slide the check through the machine and they hand it back to you. And I'm like, that's a lot of information just to go back to the person.
We were just kidding. We didn't need any of that.
Meanwhile, the guy next to me found a credit card in the parking lot and he's just like, Here we go.
Yeah.
See you later, sir.
Give it a try. Keep it when you're done.
Yep.
By the way, that I think that Tommy V beer is pretty good.
Oh, this, yeah, this passion fruit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty delicious.
What?
For a non-traditional Pittsburgh. IPA that we, I, what say you, brother? You don't like
you,
it, not like it?
You nerds like this beer?
He hasn't had a stout yet.
So we
somebody needs to get him a stout.
It might be all hop show. I don't know if we're going to have time for any stouts.
I'm just going to drink this, whatever this is, in this bottle. Looks fancy.
Guys,
no, I do like the arm's length. What is it?
A hitchhiker?
Yeah.
Pick up a hitchhiker. Zombie cocktail beer, arm's length.
Arm's length.
From Hitchhiker.
Yeah, it is a tasty brew.
It's a tasty brew.
It's not hazy, thank goodness. Keep it clear.
Keep it clear. Guys, have you untapped? Have you gotten your untapped update? There's another update 3.3.4.
I just updated my terms and service. Does that mean I got
an update? There's the photo editor. As you can put some stickers on them now.
Oh no!
Trying to get like Instagram.
How's your DMs?
Stickers.
Any interesting DMs?
Can you send sticker DMs now?
I don't think so. Still don't think they're on that. And this wasn't a major update. Just a polite little update.
And now stickers. That's all.
I have this game that I got from my sister.
I'm tired of you playing games with us.
And it's a card game, and it's a beer. It's called Beer Smarts.
Oh boy!
And it's basically just questions, and it's a real simple game. You mark down who gets the most amount of questions right. So I just thought I would randomly ask you guys some beer questions here.
Okay.
There's four different categories. This is a beer 101 category.
Oh.
Question: true or false? Low calorie light beer was introduced to consumers in 1977.
Ooh.
True or false? Matt says false.
I'm also going to say false.
Oh, you both are correct. It is false. Distributed by the Reinhold Brewery, Gal Blinger's Diet Beer, the first beer ever brewed with no carbohydrates was introduced in 1967. It was made using an enzyme process invented by biochemist Dr. Joseph Owades, also known as the father of light beer.
Wow.
Marketed as the beer that doesn't fill you up, Gablinger's didn't sell very well. Some blame the name and others the taste, but when Miller Brewing acquired the rights to the light beer process in the 70s, the idea took off, and the great taste, less filling, became one of the longest running and most successful advertising campaigns of all time.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Nice. I was hoping you'd pick up on that.
There you go. How about, let's get one from a pub crawl question.
Pub crawl.
What country is home to the largest beer tankard in the world? Would that be Poland, Australia, Belgium, or Germany?
Germany.
Belgium.
Ooh, the answer is Poland.
Damn it.
Both suck. According to Guinness Book of World Records, the largest beer tankard in the world is displayed at a shopping center in Poznan, Poland. The ginormous bronze receptacle is 17 feet 18 inches tall, or 17 feet 8 inches tall, has a circumference of 27 feet 6 inches and can hold more than 1,539 gallons of your favorite beer. When it was inaugurated in 2007, the record-breaking tankard was filled with delicious Polish Pilsner and served to thousands of thirsty shoppers.
Thirsty Polish.
So, you know, I'm going to just bust these out. You never know when you're going to get freaking questioned.
Let's play Bamboozled.
Oh. All right. This is buzzwords. If you're in a pub and ordered a Pilsner, what color of beer will they serve you? Is it A, golden, B, red,
C, black, or D, brown?
Golden.
Somewhere between piss yellow and puke green, ain't it?
Yeah. It is, in fact, golden. Not brown. Come on. A brown pilsner?
They should have said straw blonde.
When are they going to make brown pilsners?
Brown pilsner.
Jeez. Come on, guys.
I think if you have one of those, you're not doing too good.
You're not having a good
boss,
night.
I can't come in today. I got the brown pilsner.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Don't, yeah. Boy, stay in bed.
Don't bring it over here.
Don't bring it in here.
Hell no, man. I don't want you to ruin my day either.
Hey, what? Weren't we already in voicemails?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still switching it up on
us? Loose with the rules.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah,
that's it. He's
yeah,
over
we already
it.
Started voicemails, but you never know. 559-492-0542.
Ask us questions, play voicemails, whatever he wants to.
Keep me on your toes.
This podcast is work.
Yep.
I don't like this.
You can email us voicemails.
Yep.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Record it on your phone and email it to us.
You can send us letters. You could 559 phone calls.
Postcards.
Letters, yeah.
You can send us postcards to our address, our P.O. box, our UPS.
Ooh, linked in the show notes.
We have one.
That
postcard?
No, that's a whole different one.
Vote.
That's a Andrew Jans postcard.
He's sending us mail now?
He personally sent the podcast on the postcard?
That was Andrew
postcard?
Jans. He's like, what's up, bros? Please love the show. Please vote.
Please come see me and Cake play the Crest Theater.
Yeah. I might go to that.
Nice. Is that free?
No, it's 30 bucks. Bucks. 30, 40 bucks.
$40.
Yeah, that's the only reason I might
but
not
I
go.
I think it goes towards his campaign.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I want to see Cake play.
I want it to go towards their campaign.
I want to see Cake.
Tell me about your short skirts and your long jackets.
Boom.
But anyways, as you were,
well,
voicemails.
I have something from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, okay. I'm interested.
And because I've always been like, Paul's like, obviously he's a musician.
Right.
With all the bumper music he gives us and all that stuff. So I was like, Paul, like, give us some like stuff that you don't have to do. We want to hear Paul do Paul stuff. I want to be able to promote Paul. It doesn't have to be Perfect Pour related.
I mean, we pay him $5 a song for
heaven's sakes. He put together of songs that he does himself just on his own that have beer references. He does a lot of beer referencing in the music he writes. He did like a medley of, or he kind of put together like a medley of beer references he does in his songs.
Medley
and it's about
Paul.
4 minutes. And then he emailed again. He's like, don't play that, dude. It's not all. I just like the bumper music. Don't play that. And then he's like, well, do what you want, but I don't know. I don't think you should play it. So we're not going to play it right now, but I don't know if you guys want to hear it later.
Just play it right now.
Oh, you want to play it right now?
Just play it right now.
You want to play it right now? I don't know, dude.
He's new to social media. Paul, he doesn't understand that sometimes you send things that you could regret.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. As you all know, I've recorded a lot of beer
like
songs
the
for the show. But I've also recorded a lot of non-beer songs.
Mm.
Still, beer seems to make its way into my songwriting regardless. So I thought I would it would be fun to compile a little medley of all the times that beer has surfaced into non-beer songs. Feel free to cut this off at any point because it looks like it's going to go over 3 minutes.
Cut off.
But I thought
cut
it
off.
Would just be
cut off.
Amusing for everybody.
You're cut.
So without further ado,
give
here
you
go.
Cut. When rolls around, I need my beer. Face up to all my problems and forget about my fears. The world is bad.
This is Paul on his own.
Yeah.
Paul doing
so
Paul.
Now. Lost my job, lost my wife. I wish I had a bottle to improve my life. There's much drama in our lives. Let's drown it all in beer. 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 I drink a lot of beer, but I never touch meat. I guess I'm not a hippie because I don't smoke weed. Beer keeps me young. Beer makes me strong. I know it's true, and beer keeps me young. Beer keeps me young. Sitting on the porch drinking Mexican beer, writing words to a song no one ever will hear. Fridge was full of anchor steam that tastes of San Francisco dream.
I like the direction of that one.
Kind of hazy beer.
Yes. That's my favorite. This is not my favorite.
Hazy, like a heady topper. I was thirsty, so I had to stop with a dry mouth. There is not a lot that you can do. Sucking on.
That's our new outro right there.
All I need is beer.
All I need is beer. All I need is beer.
That was a medley from
Paul.
Paul from Fairfax, greatest hits. Order now and save $5.99 off shipping and handling.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
No, there's not more.
Oh. I know it's kind of the worst thought I could ever have, but I kind of feel like Paul died right now, and that was like an in memoriam to Paul.
I was so like, here's our tribute to Paul.
And this year we will remember Paul.
This is how we remember Paul.
Maybe Paul just died inside.
Oh, yeah, well, if that's all, then
I need to have Paul's... he's never told me like where we could just like go get his music online. He never says any of that, so Paul, help us out. Well, Zach's Brewing have bands. Did Steven say he's going to allow bands in there? Or
shh. Yes.
Shh. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. All right. Well, I'm going
to
need.
He's supposed to have a. I'm doing air quotes right now. Dance permit.
Oh, okay.
But shh.
At some point.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to need to have Paul play live. Paul.
Ooh, live Paul.
We'll do a live show with Paul.
There
as the
is.
Band.
I believe there's still a piano from the 1800s in the corner.
There
of the
is.
Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting for Paul to come and
can find somebody to tune that,
tickle it up.
What's with your dog? It's just he's just sniffing
he's
everything today. Everything he's sniffing it. I don't get it.
These sniffing boxes have been sitting there for weeks.
Like, what's ooh, this?
The rats have moved.
What is that? What is this? What
is critters that? Living in the box fort over there.
Oh, Louie.
Oh, what? Go get
that,
another
Paul.
Beer? Okay.
We're just hanging out, listening to more Paul stuff. I'd be all right if it was just like the Paul show.
The Paul show.
I mean, just
this is the Paul show.
This is the Paul show.
Speaking of Paul, if anyone wants to hear our reaction to the debut of Cheers, episode 166.
Oh. Was that from Captain Wiffleball?
Captain Wiffleball's update of the week.
All right. So that's the debut of Cheers. 166, you said?
That's what he tells me. All of right. course, I did my research and verified that.
And that's the fridge mic. Nick is on the fridge mic now. What's he going to get it?
Is it time to Take a drive into the mountains.
Yeah.
Yes.
I repositioned the fridge mic. I can tell already.
I can tell
the audio is better.
Can you now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you now? What am I saying?
I don't know. I'm trying to listen for the bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, controversial beer. Controversial.
Let's take a little drive.
Matt used his ring opener.
Oh, boy. He palmed it.
I love gold. Oh.
New beer entering the show. Oh, man. All right. This is a beer that at one time was one of the upper echelon indie beers.
Could not get.
Very hard
unless
to get.
You lived in. Speaking of cannot getting it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Alpine Beer Company's Nelson.
Come on.
Controversial now because Green Flash bought Alpine, and then Green Flash turned out to be dicks, and that's where we're at now.
So
they misused the Alpine that they bought. Well, we'll just say that. But they're still making the Alpine. It's still technically indie beer.
Yeah, they still say it's brewed and bottled by Alpine Beer Company. Mm-hmm. I see no indications of any little Green Flash or what's the West Coast IPA LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any indication that they're...
So there was a period of time where Green Flash was releasing... Because remember we had that bottle comparison?
Right.
Where they had... It was just a plain Jane brown bottle. Then there was the Green Flash embossed bottle that was an Alpine. And then all of a sudden they came out with Alpine embossed bottles, which it's still in this. So it could be a Green Flash Alpine beer, not actually brewed at Alpine. But that was the controversy, was they partnered with Green Flash to help them grow and maintain and get a little bigger footprint than Green Flash sold. When we're just like, well, what's going to happen to Alpine? Well, all of a sudden they just started coming back with beers.
Not just beers, the beer of beers. Because it's like as soon as we had a little hint, a taste of Nelson, it disappeared. It's like, gone. Yeah. Yeah. Nope, you'll never have this again.
Which I think I remember hearing from Tony Bags. I think he mentioned they only had enough Nelson to do two batches in 2017. And I think it was just draft only. I think they were a little bit of a hop shortage.
Back to the olden days when you had to go to Alpine again.
So I think this is the first time they've probably had a big enough contract to push it out.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Tastes kind of rusty to me. Not rusty. Rustic.
Rusty. Has it always been this hazy? I do not recall.
Well, it's like the original hazy.
Unfiltered.
Always been unfiltered, original, yep.
Unfiltered.
When I opened the first beer, it did shock my palate a little bit. It did seem a little bit bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But as I drank into a little bit more, that little danky melon kind of characteristic started floating out there a little bit. And it was just kind of like as my palate readjusted to it, it's like it was a revisiting. Go, oh, this is why I like this beer. And it's just so different from other beers that we're having these days. But it's this is what I want, and this is what I have wanted out of an IPA.
Mm-hmm. So this was the last one you had. Is that what you're saying? We're lucky you still had this one.
Yeah. I finished... I had three the first night and two the next night, so.
Ooh, man, we just got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Ooh, one boy. More day, we wouldn't have had this.
Yep. I do like it. I do not remember if it tasted exactly like this the first time I had it.
I don't think it did, but
who But knows? I do appreciate this, although I did have two. In one evening, and then I was satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
I moved on to a different beer. I did not feel like I had to kill the six-pack in one night.
Right.
But this is a really, really good beer.
I agree.
Okay, good.
Hey guys, it's Bobby and Carly from Whidbey Island, Washington, formally and finally announcing our name change to Bobby and Carly of Sacramento, California.
Whoa.
The Sacramento Bouillets. So we're here, we made it, we went on a 3-day road trip, we hit a couple places along the way. We did Fort George in Astoria, Oregon, and then we went to Bend, Oregon, went to Craft Brewing, and then also did the tour and tasting of Deschutes Brewing, and they were bottling that day their Chasin' Freshies, so be on the lookout for that. We basically helped them bottle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after that, we went down to Chico and checked out Sierra Nevada. We had dinner and grabbed a quick beer. That's it. But since we moved to Sacramento, I volunteered at a new district that's brand, like, a couple weeks old. Poured beer at Burning Barrel for about 8 hours, and got to hang out with a lot of cool people, got to meet the owners. But this barrel district's pretty cool. Like I said, it's brand new, and it has 6 breweries, a meadery, and 2 distilleries, if you're into mead and distilleries. All within very, very close driving
meadery
distance.
How would I go to a meadery?
Except for
meadery.
One that's kind of on the outskirts. Other than that, we do
Fresno's on the outskirts of Sacramento.
If it's still on the table, the nomination for Sacramento reps, we are here in Sacramento.
Yes.
Question for you guys. I just bought a 4-pack of beer. And
drink all 4.
All hazy, and I wanted to pick your brain on something. Is it that the price of a hazy IPA here is so much more significantly higher than actually on the New England side or the East Coast side? Is it higher because we use more hops than they do on the East Coast? My question. I'm trying to figure out what the difference is, because you can buy a 4-pack of beer here, will run you sometimes over $20, where a 4-pack of New England IPA in New England can be $10, even cheaper. My understanding is that we use a lot of hops, late edition, and it soaks up a lot of beer in the fermentation tanks. And the actual New England IPAs mostly use stuff like oatmeal and wheat in their beer, and that's where their haze comes from. They don't use the amount of hops. I think it's just over here we're pushing the boundaries on like what you can or what amount you can hop your beer to and how much you can put in. And that, I think that's driving up the price because it's just all getting soaked up and you're getting a lot of loss. What's your guys' opinion on that? Let me know. And
See you in
Sacramento. Keep up the good work, guys, and bye.
Bye.
Yes.
See you in Sacramento. Now we got official. Bee's knees, Alpine, under their bottle cap.
One of those
clever cues.
They're clever.
My answer is everything costs more in California, so everything costs more in California.
But what about his theory that West Coast we're using a lot more hops, and that's why it's more expensive than New England?
I think that's a little bit true, but it also depends where hops are coming from geographically. If we're getting them from Idaho and Yakima and all that kind of stuff, technically we're closer, so hops should be cheaper than if you're trying to get the same hops on the East Coast. But if we're trying to use hops that are maybe from across the pond, maybe it's cheaper over there. So that's...
Yeah, we're using more expensive hops as well.
You know, material... But it's just like, to me, it's like, you know, you're trying to pay for higher labor, higher gas, higher stuff like that. I mean, it's even known, you know, in Midwest and back East Coast that minimum wage is cheaper. There's places where minimum wage could be as low as $6, you know, and we're paying or soon to be paying $12, you know. Mm-hmm. Cost of living just overall is generally lower.
That's an outrage.
I use Amazon Basic Hops. So it's free shipping with Prime.
You know, I've heard you can buy a 3-4 bedroom house and Tennessee for like under $100,000 or about. So
This is true.
Yeah.
San Antonio, you could get a couple acres for $150,000.
Yeah. Mm. So.
But and it's Texas.
In Fresno, that'll buy you a two house that's been condemned.
Yes. Two house.
Foreclosure of a dream.
It's a.
Visions it's never seen.
It's for a closure.
Hey guys, Benj Clark here, calling from Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, California. Big news. I mean, yeah, of course. Russian River, Windsor facility. Woo, Windsor. Very exciting stuff. I have not been up there yet, which is my bad. It's been a busy week.
But, yes, Benj.
Yeah, for everybody who's kind of like, whoa. Why can't I get Pliny where I live now in the BFE?
Well, is that what we sound like?
Well, you know
what? That's what I sound like.
Russian River can barely keep the stuff stocked locally here in Santa Rosa.
Fuck it happens you guys.
All the time where
I'm on my Pliny.
Out of Pliny and the stuff they produce year round on shelves. So that's just kind of how it is.
They've already outgrown their new facility.
Looking forward to visiting, though. I'll do it real soon. And by the way, appreciate the cheers last week for my stolen bike. If you're a cyclist at all, you know what a bike means to you.
Death to all bike thieves.
Man, it sucks bad. So, that cheered me up a little bit. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Also, find the bike, though, I'm going to need some recommendations. Ooh. Yeah, I'm hitting the road.
Oh boy.
I'm headed to Fort Collins, Colorado.
Mm-mm.
So, Colin and Janine.
We don't know anybody there.
Turns out Fort Collins is a like third-rate encampment of some kind, not a proper city at all, since there's no commercial air traffic. So I have to fly in and out of Denver. So I'll be in Denver, you know, that time in and out. So, so Colin and Janine, we definitely need to have a get it one of those days. And anybody else in the Fort Collins area, hit me up. I'm on social media. I'm easy to find, Benj Clark, and we should get it. Also, if you're in the Fort Collins area and you want to come out, I'm flying out for business. What's going on is I'm giving a couple of talks. That's what I do. It's my job. I come and talk to you. And so if the idea of the classic comic strip Peanuts by Charles Schulz and football, where those two overlap, you think that sounds like fun, you want to come
Lucy,
check it out.
Charlie Brown, Lucy
that's what I'll be talking about. Way. So at the Fort Collins Museum of Art, classic comic strip, I'll have original artwork by Charles Schulz.
Wow.
And talking about that.
So, Charles Schulz is from Santa Rosa.
Go get a drink.
Oh, I see.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, that sounds like a great night. So, again, that's October 24, 5, 6. So, yeah, that's it from me. Keep up the good work, guys. We'll talk soon.
Bye. Yeah, when you go to this.
Benj Clark, keeping it classy.
Russian River. Downtown, you'll see like these life-size huge statues of a Peanut character.
Wow.
Because Charles Schulz is from there.
Schulze.
Russian River and Charles Schulz. Santa Rosa does pretty okay. It's provided for such a small town.
Nice. Van's Shoes did a tribute to Peanuts a while back with the custom artwork.
Oh.
On their slip-ons. I have a pair of the Snoopy ones.
Oh, look at you.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm fancy.
Well, you're fancy. Well, we'll hear some more voicemails later on in the show. But right now, I want to switch things up.
Oh, boy.
Looking out for beers. Beer releases to look out for. We're looking out for things and things you might be interested in. Matt, do you have some beers to look out for?
The Accidental Gardener from...
good name.
Sudwark.
Sudwark.
Wow. I haven't heard their name in a while.
Hoppy Unfiltered Pilsner. Oh. Brewed with Yolo County grain.
Yolo.
So, want to check some of that out.
That sounds interesting.
And then a Detect Evil from Modern Times. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but
I don't think so.
It's worth saying.
Modern Times? Never heard of it.
It's a double IPA. Hmm.
Modern Times as an IPA?
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I'm looking out for.
All right.
Keeping it simple.
Easy. Real easy. Making it real easy for someone to get you those.
Beer. Looking out for. Done.
Boom.
Beers.
Nick.
Beers, please.
All right. Nick's looking out for beers.
Looking out for day job from Three Weavers.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look at that. There it is.
Yeah, go and open it.
Okay. No, it's not cold, sir.
It's not warm.
He's looking at some beers we got gifted to us.
El Segundo's Power Shower.
Ah, nice.
That's what I'm looking out for.
Yeah, the best way to have a shower beer is with a power shower.
Power shower. Not just wash.
Honey, I got to do a power shower.
Power washed.
Yeah, you better, damn right you got to do a power shower.
As soon as I can figure out how to rig up my power washer into the shower.
Wash my real shower. Good.
That's right.
Probably want to use a real wide tip.
Make sure you get the undercarriage.
Get it in there.
That costs extra.
That's all right.
Worth it.
I'll pay extra.
Worth it.
What else? Anything else? You're not looking out for anything else?
That does, oh, I do want to try that Cycle beer. Cycle Brewing's Crank IPA.
Crank.
That's part of my...
Sounds like a drug.
Part of my wondering... Crank. Part of my wondering about if this buyout is a good idea or not from the Brew Hub.
Yeah.
Will still we see it here on the West Coast?
Of those Florida reps will chime in next week.
Nah, they don't listen.
No, that's true. They only listen for Willard's references.
Willard's. Oh, wow. Oh, you can hear Matt, but you don't see him, Matt.
Ridge Mike is up and running. Oh, I can hear that.
He's making
that
was, noise.
That was a bomber.
That was aggressive. Getting
another bomber. That's what that noise was.
He's getting rammy in that fridge.
Rammy there.
What oh, will
he's
he
taking his time. He's thinking about it. He's giving it some good thought.
Yeah.
He's moving around weighing, the bottom shelf.
Weighing the options.
He's still in there.
Well, Loya said I had to look for a beer. I don't know if we've already had it or not.
No, not that barley wine, hopefully.
You guys
we've already had two drinks.
Yeah, the Santa's Brass. Did we already have that?
Doesn't sound like it. I don't think so. I don't think so!
It was a GABF gold medal winning beer.
Get
it. Bring it on out, bro.
We're going to get ripped.
Get ripped tonight.
You know, I could see a little bit of the shelf in here. We're getting a little thin.
Oh.
No. What happened was some of it accidentally fell onto Mikey Top Porter's personal shelf.
No.
Can't fool me. You dang liberal.
Fool me.
I know what you've been doing.
You've been messing with my shells. Honey, they mess with the hazy kids. Messing with my shells again.
Hazy kids.
Wow, he's really... What's going... What's he... Did he fall asleep in the fridge?
He's personal beer festing back then. I don't know.
Yeah. What is that, Nick?
Well...
You're scared.
I'm either supposed to take this home or share with you guys.
Think Matt's... That's
can I open the Swami's? Thing. It's from canned on 12317.
Yep.
Old beer drawer. Put it in the old beer drawer.
All right.
It's experimental beer. You're not going to be able to fit it in that old, that bad old beer drawer.
When are we going to do the old beer
episode? Who knows?
Still have Stone 16.
Just chew your beer coming back.
Stone 16. When chew your beers coming back, you open up all those old beers.
Old beer drawer.
Watermelon Dorado. Ooh,
there's an experimental Pliny in there, too.
Oh, but hey, that's a pre-buyout Dorado.
Sir, it's pre-buyout.
That's collectible.
It's, yep. I don't think we may be the only people in the world that has that. Jeez, get out of the fridge. Get over here and drink.
I'm looking for that beer. Lo, you've set me on a mission. You guys can go do whatever.
All right. We'll go back to what we're doing.
Okay.
Let's, feel like listen to a voicemail. What the hell?
Where's your trivia?
Trivia, oh.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm driving! So, yeah, now that I know that you guys haven't had Beats as Infinite, I feel even worse drinking all that to myself. I was just hoping maybe you had it so I could, like, justify being such a meanie pants and not sharing. I feel like a jerk and a half now. I feel like a jerkazoid. You don't always sing the Jerkazoid song, do you? Should I sing it? No, yeah, it's not. It's not really. I'm trying not to be vulgar and stuff. So,
is it from the 90s?
I'm not going to sing the Jerkazoid song. Maybe sometime if I see you in person, I'll sing it to you. It's kind of funny. It's kind of neat. Kind of fun. Well, anyway, there was something else I wanted to say, but I wanted to get this voicemail in while I still had time. I'm running out of time. Recording night. I'm hoping I get this in. I don't know what it was I was going to say. Shucks. Gee whiz. There was this great Moxa collab with another brewery that I can't remember, because I can't remember anything, it seems. And I can't even remember the name of it. I don't remember. But it was Moxa and somebody else. And it was really good. I just got it yesterday. But, I don't know. Jeez. Why can't I remember things? Well, too bad I don't drink and drive. Otherwise, I'd have that beer with me right now, and I'd be able to tell you. I just look at the can. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving!
Hey, it's gotta be me. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Scotty B. Looking out for us, Humble C, Santa Cruz Brewer Humble C, Orange is the New Tan. Hazy IPA, 6.8%. What a wonderful percentage for an IPA. It's got Citrus, Centennial, Vic's Secret, and Mandarina hops. We'll look out for that.
Oh, what? Whoa.
I love gold!
New beer. Matt did find something in the fridge. Didn't find what you were looking for, but he found something.
I didn't recognize this name, so I wanted to see what it was all about.
This is a beer donated to the show by Tom Kelte out of Oklahoma. Oklahoma's Tom Kelte. It's from Marshall Brewing Company. Black Dolphin Imperial Stout with bourbon, aged in bourbon barrels. Finally, Nick gets something for him. I believe this is a Tulsa brewer, but I'm not seeing.
Bourbon aged in bourbon barrels? That's weird.
Bourbon aged in bourbon barrels. And I'm not sure. I'm going to say Marshall's a Tulsa brewer. I'm not sure. Pass that down to the bourbon barrel guy.
Word. Word to Big Bird.
Our friends at Dust Bowl Brewing are collabing with Novo Brazil.
What?
Los Angeles Brewing Novo Brazil. And they're making it called a Brazilian Therapy.
Oh, no.
Imperial IPA. It's basically their therapy.
It's not a triple?
Dust Bowl's therapy with coconut. So I want to try this. I hope maybe Dust Bowl is very nice and sends us beer sometimes, so I'm hoping maybe we can get one of these if we're not going to see it here in town. Brazilian Therapy. Henry and Fran Brewing Company. This is a brewery from West Boyston, Massachusetts. I just saw them on Instagram, and they look cute. I like the name. And it was a really cool design for their brewery, and it was just looks very small and indie and fun.
They have a one called Quench You Curio. And I don't know. I saw it on beer_food_etc. Instagram. So just look cool. Arrow Lodge Aromatic Double IPA with Citra and Mosaic. Because you can't go wrong with the Citra and Mosaic IPA.
Nope. Nothing wrong with that.
And it had this really pretty can design that I liked. And it's big. Supposed to be really big on aroma. So.
Aroma.
All those things sound
to steal all the sound aroma.
Good to me. It steals all the aroma. Steals it all for itself. And then we're having this. Have we gotten a chance to get in there?
Yes.
That stout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is mild mm-hmm. for a bourbon barrel.
Mm-hmm. There's some heat there though.
There's some heat. Well, not I mean as far as the barrel flavor itself. Oh, okay. There is plenty of heat, but it's not overpowering like they dumped a bottle of cheap whiskey in there.
All right.
This is done tastefully.
Well. Tastefully. You've been tasteful. The past week of drinking, we've been doing stuff on. You can find it on Untapped. All of us are on Untapped. Bearded Brewer 87, the Nick 80, and Mikey Top 4. This week, I did actually go out this week.
What?
Out in a
public, impossible.
A public establishment.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. I went to Tap and Cellar.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Kids?
With all the cool kids.
Did you have to pay a cover?
Yep. Just me. I was the only one that had to pay a cover. It was weird. Tap and Cellar at the haze of our lives.
Oh, Jesus.
These are the haze of our lives from Alvarado Street.
Boy.
IPA. Hazy IPA.
This is what I show up to hear.
Yep. Like the pint stuff commented on it. Like hands to the pint glass. So go the haze of our lives.
Nice.
It was fine.
Yeah?
I was expecting more. I was just like, oh my God, I'm having an Alvarado Street in Fresno. It's
outside of my house.
I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, that's all right.
I'm out of my house.
New Glory Brewing, also at Tap and Cellar. Citra Trap from New Glory Brewing. And that was fine as well. My friend from San Diego came up. It was our high school reunion. One of my three high schools reunion. He came to town and he brought up a 4-pack of Nelson Takes Flight from Bergen Beer Company.
Ooh, nice.
All the Nelson.
That is one hell of a friend.
Mm-hmm. Delicious beer. Deliciously Nelson-y.
I heard you like craft beer.
I heard you like the craft. Here's yeah. one.
But usually people that say that would not nail it like that.
Yeah, well, he knows. He knows.
I heard you like the craft beer. Here's some Samuel Adams.
Yep, that's what you get. On the Full Pints podcast, he was talking to Josh Knoll, beer author, and talking about how he has to you have to deal with like you know, you go to a party or go to a sort of an event where somebody knows you're into craft beer and that they go and get something like he runs into being in LA, he runs into a lot where somebody will bring a Golden Road.
Ooh.
And be like, oh, you know, really like excited that they yeah. found this Golden Road.
They did a thing
for him. For like, oh, look, this Golden. He's like, and he has to like have this decision like I would, like, do I. Because they're all excited that they found this yes. Golden Road. Do I play nice and be like, oh man, that's cool, yeah. and drink it,
and risk getting those right. for the rest of your life,
or do the thing where you educate them and you know, well, you know, actually this isn't craft beer, and but I mean, so and he usually sides on the thing of just being nice and going, oh cool, thanks man, and even though he wants to be
quickly
like,
quickly throws it over his shoulder,
fucking Budweiser, but all right, so. such is the life of a beer geek, indie beer geek. So that's there was one more. I had a tap and cellar too, another Alvarado Street that I apparently forgot to check in, and now I have no idea what it was. So that's why untap is important, people.
Could be anything.
Could have been anything. Matt, what were you about drinking this week?
It was light week.
Light wheat.
I spent all of my fun money on going to the dentist, so everything's good. Just normal checkup, but they had to do the X-rays. So.
You're not gonna have to take your molars out, are you?
No, I mean they always want to take out my wisdom teeth, but
wisdom teeth, yeah.
But nope. Fresh haze. Been sipping on a 6-pack of that. Been sipping on this Nelson 6-pack. Had a couple of narwhals and a couple of General Shermans. Just things that were laying around the house.
Oh, just laying around the house.
Yep.
A couple narwhals.
House beer.
No, that's just house beer. And that was it.
That's it.
Getting ready for the big time. What's going to go on Saturday at Tioga Sequoia?
Fulton Street anniversary party.
Fulton Street. Got fresh Fulton Street going to be on?
Yep.
Hazy? Did you call Fulton Street a hazy?
Yeah. It's unfiltered.
See, I thought you might just say, no, it's unfiltered. You're like, well, it's hazy. Yeah, no,
same thing. Unfiltered beers have a haze to them.
Is it?
What does Buffalo Wild Wings have to say?
Yeah. What is craft beer mega spokesman Buffalo Wild Wings have to say on the hazies? The Nick 80. Being friends. Do you ever deny people friend requests?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
90% get
denied. Most can deny.
He just leaves them pending. He doesn't actually answer.
Worse
them.
Than denied.
Worse. Oh, yeah.
Pending.
Especially when you ask for somebody and you're still pending and you see that they've checked in since you've asked them to be your friend.
Yes.
You're like, what the hell?
I know they've seen the red dot by now.
They had to have seen it. That red dot's pretty annoying. It's you want to get rid of it. You
got to get rid of it. No red. Keep the red dots clean.
Yep. Just leaves it.
Like, speaking of red dots, see if I have any friend requests.
Yeah, let's see if. Oh, live, a live looking.
Ooh, check those DMs and then
Untapped. Yeah, who's been DMing you?
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can DM on Untapped. I have 100% response rate.
I'm all caught up.
I don't know.
responds in a timely manner.
Yep. Facebook gives you those ratings of does this have what's the percentage on message returning? I get high 100%.
You get high?
What? No, sir. Of course not.
Words.
The Nick 80.
My only unique beer this week was the Nelson from Alpine.
No. Oh, boring.
I know. I'm sorry,
dude. Get out there more.
Yep.
Get in the mix. Be cool like me. I saw Roger at the Tap and Cellar too.
Wow.
He closed out his place and went over there.
You're like, don't you own a brewery?
And he did the industry thing, like pushing his industry cred because they're closing up. They're doing like we were one of the last people in there, my group. And, you know, they're doing the put the stools on the table thing.
Like, yours is next, and, like, buddy.
Keep looking at you and, like, keep pretending that there's something on your table for them to clean. They'll be like, you know, like, move something around. Like, so you're all done there, right?
Do we need to close that tab out for you?
How's that tab going? And Roger comes in. He had a couple of people with him. And he just starts taking off stools off the table and starts camping out. And I was like, oh, only industry people can get away with that.
Industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, brewery neighbors.
Yeah. And his beard keeps getting there. He's no Matt status, but he's getting there.
Dang.
He's got more beard than you do, I think, right now, Nick.
Man, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was going to let it grow.
Ooh, brewer life.
Ooh, brewer life. Beer life, brewer life.
You can go your own way.
You can go your own way.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump reference.
Poor Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsey Buckingham's been on this tour.
He went his own way.
Oh, boy. A little too hard.
With less money. Doesn't get to play the same songs every night.
Didn't I read that the Heartbreakers, they're going to fill in? Somebody's filling in.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
That sounds like something that could happen. How we doing? We doing all right? What we got here? What we got going around the table? We got this. Yeah, we can't do anything now. We've got this bourbon.
That's right. This is the last beer you'll have for the rest of the week.
Last beer I'll ever have the rest of my life.
It will last until December.
Mm-hmm. We got some voicemails still that we could play. Still do that.
What's happening in voicemail land?
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green. Long time, second time today. Quick question. Just wanted to find out, when you guys visit breweries, what is your souvenir of choice?
Breweries?
Coasters, stickers, growlers, prowlers, t-shirts. What do you guys like to pick up? I picked up a little bit of everything over the weekend in Fort Myers. So just interested to hear what you guys got to say about it. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks.
Nice. I'll take it off the air.
Hang up and listen.
If I've never been to them, it's pocket items like stickers, coasters, and like bottle openers and stuff like that. If I have been to the brewery before, it's more about the beer.
Interesting.
Like, I've been to field work maybe 2 dozen times, and I've almost bought a shirt.
I've been doing it real time.
Like that,
real close to buying a shirt.
Oh no, okay.
And I'm like, two crowlers or one shirt. Two crowlers or one shirt. Two crowlers.
Yeah.
Two crowlers.
Always best.
So we went to the Pacific Northwest. Everybody knows that. And so,
yeah, geez.
Way to rub it in.
God. You know, big time vacationer.
Here he comes. Here he goes with the Pacific Northwest trip again.
So we were making a joke the whole time that we were gonna buy the epitome of the grunge rock, which was the red and black checkered flannel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Great Notion has a red and black
Seattle grunge on the back
checkered flannel. With Great Notion embroidered on it.
Oh.
And we're like, ooh, that's cool.
Oh, because that's Lumberjacky.
That's the Lumberjacky.
That Lumberjack theme.
But it's $50.
Whoa.
That's about average for a brewery brand.
Yeah, not going to happen.
So winter attire.
I went for two extra free coasters in my pocket.
Went the coaster route.
Exactly the same thing.
We did the sticker and refrigerator magnet package from Great Notion. That was like two or five bucks, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're two or five good enough.
Two, yep. Yeah, cheaper than 50, I'll take it. And a crawler to go, please.
And mine is always budget-based. Mm-hmm. And
stickers, and growlers, patches.
Budget-based, and if I'm going to be back there again, like if I fear like maybe I'm not going to be back here, I might go t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or hat, you know, go big, and because like I'm never gonna come back here again. But if otherwise, stickers, buttons,
yeah,
beer is number one.
Beer, right?
If you can bring home beer, that's number one. And then whatever's left.
Yep, and free coaster.
I bought a Tioga Skoya hat last time I was at
Tioga. Whoa, big spender.
Yeah,
easy there.
Mm-hmm.
Use your VIP card.
Their Patagonia ripoff style.
Ooh, I saw a Patagonia up there too.
Then not ripoff. I mean, totally original.
Originals.
Everybody, there's mountains everywhere, man.
Patagonia's all ripped off our design. Whoa, bro! There's mountains everywhere, bro.
Hey, gentlemen. Your boy, Single Cam Slam. What's going in? I just got back from a work trip to our neighboring state of Wisconsin. And I have a question. For one, do we have a Wisconsin rep? And if we do, I got to go back to La Crosse, Wisconsin, because I found out that La Crosse has the most amount of bars per capita out of any U.S. city, which I found that hard to believe, but the place is pretty big, and I didn't get a chance to really explore too much. But if we do have a Wisconsin rep, I do plan on going back to La Crosse. On a non-work trip. I actually want to be able to do some brewery tests, jump around. It was still a good time. Second question for you guys is, does your job allow you to, travel, and two, get free food and beer when you travel? It's probably one of the best things about my job. I get to do it a couple times a year. Man, free food and beer, you can't beat it. Especially when you get some new local craft. But all I got up to this week, you guys, halfway through the week, going strong. I'll catch you guys later. Keep up the good work.
Keep Bye. Up the work, guys. Let's see. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Well, it's Rate of Love. I just can't figure out how to spell it because my writing is so terrible. Okay,
I felt like we did have a rep up there. PerfectPortPod.com/reps.
Oh, Mark Reddy.
R-E-P-S.
Mark Reddy is in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Radar Love. R-A-D-A-R L-O-V-E number Radar 8. Love.
There you go. There you go. And get in touch with them. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Green Bay.
Is that
what the football's at?
They got the football, the Packers. Fresno State wide receiver they got on their team. His question was
travel.
Do you get to travel for your job? And do you get to, you know, get a per diem and get to buy beer with that?
No.
I am offered it once in a great while. We are offered it, and you get hotel and the per diem. You wouldn't be able to. I don't know if we could spit it on alcohol or not. I guess technically it could, because I think the per diem comes just like you get it later in your paycheck. It doesn't. It's not like you write, you know, like sign off on something or something. You're just like, oh, we're going to give you $20 for the day for food.
So don't turn in the itemized bill. Turn in the.
You don't really turn in a bill. They're gonna book your hotel room and then. They're gonna promise to give you, you know, your per diem later. So I guess I technically could spend my per diem money on beer if I wanted to. But I never do take it up. I never do because it's always like you're gone for 2 weeks or 4 weeks, and I can't really do that with a kid.
Wow.
But I've done it before. Yeah, pretty much minimum. But I have done it before, and I've done a lot of drinking. I mean, hell, you're in a hotel. You're not having to pay for
hotel drinking.
It's fun. But it hasn't really been since I've been hardcore podcasting about craft beer, though. It's always, it was a lot of stuff before, so it would be different now. The last time I did was in Modesto, and there wasn't anything in Modesto. Modesto has something now. There's a place, the name's escaping me at the moment, but it's like a bar that it's pretty good with the craft beer.
The Partisan?
No, it's not the Partisan. Partisan's in Merced.
Oh, what'd you say?
Modesto.
Oh, Modesto, sorry.
Or Parsons if I say, I don't know. But all I did was go to their BevMo. That was my most exciting thing I did. Which was, you know, slightly different than Fresno's BevMo.
BevMo.
So it was more exciting.
Parking lot report.
BevMo parking lot report.
$5 to pump.
So, no. Matt just was up there in Sacramento traveling with his job. Did you have to pour it all at your guys' booth?
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 hour shift or something like that?
Not that long.
No. And then you're like, I'm out.
In previous years where we actually had people, salespeople, which is, it's their event to do more or less, not necessarily tap room. Just preferencing that. They've abandoned me at that booth before where I had to pour for a very long time. But this time I was there and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'll help out. I'll do a shift. And I was probably there for 15, 20 minutes and somebody came over and they're like, nah, I'll take over. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. And I was like, well, not going to.
I will.
See you later.
I will do just that. Enjoy myself.
With your hotel's walking distance, why not?
Yeah, why not? Cheers.
It's the end of the show and we're giving out some
you, Paul. We have a new golden guy. Pow, pow, what? Pow, 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 pow. What? That's right. New golden guy.
That was a lot of noise.
Friend of the show, Captain Wiffleball. A.K.A. Captain Wiffle, Whippo, C-A-P-T-F-W-I-F-F-O. Captain Wiffo. Matt, a.k.a. Matt. A little saved up. One day, I have enough left for a supplement. For a supplement. You know who you know, who you know, who you know, who you are. You know who you know, who you know, who you know, who you are. And someday, you know I wanna be a welcome to the Golden God world, Captain Wiffo. So thank you, Matt. And you can be a Golden God as well. $5 or more. Donate to the show.
Get all the perks.
All that mad cash, bro. All the perks. Perfect Poor. Go to patreon.com/perfectpoor. patreon.com/perfectpoor. See what you can do. You donate to the show, and it makes us feel nice and keeps the show running very smoothly. And then you can get some extra bonus audio for the effort. Also, cheers to Crunch Attack. Crunch with a K. Crunch Attack.
Crunch.
Hojo 91. To the producer from Dorktown on her birthday. Happy,
happy birthday.
Late birthday happy to birthday. The producer. And cheers to Untapped for 8 years. eight year birthday for Untapped. Cheers to them. So they're giving us this app that we use all the time. And I've never been a contributor to Untapped.
Way to go. Bad. They're dying because you have not contributed.
They got bought out. They're fine. They got all kinds of money. Oh, that buyout money. Buyout app money. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to my buddy Gumby. He donated some beers to me, which I forgot to bring. So, but, yeah. Can't wait to bring those beers on the show next week.
Woo! Look forward to next week. All them beers. Yep. Gumby beers.
Gumby beers.
Does he actually listen, or is he just friendly giving you friendly beers? I don't know if
he
does,
but he knows I drink beer.
Just in case.
He knows I have a podcast.
He knows you drink beer.
He's not like that Tim Decker guy.
Ooh.
I think Tim listens to the show as well.
Is he, yeah, I think Tim does. Is he think you're doing the,
it's alt brew.
The DLC podcast? Is that what he's giving you beer for?
Oh, gosh. I forgot about that thing.
Yeah. Woo. Mm-hmm. Look on YouTube. You might see Matt.
No, Dirty Dowdy.
Well, yeah, Dowdy show, too.
No, that doesn't exist there. It's YouTube, what Mikey said.
Yeah. The DLC podcast on YouTube.
Look, Dirty Dowdy.
You might see Matt. Nick just keeps going, Dirty Daddy. What about Dirty Daddy? Nick, yeah, so cheers.
Cheers to Loyo and Miss Danielle. They're going to be having fun up at the Drake's Barn.
Oh, must be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to go and show up, press the flesh, make some appearances.
Wow.
Autograph booth,
signing. Shake some babies and shake kiss some hands. Babies.
Yep.
Cheers to D Lang. He had a birthday earlier in the week.
Aww.
Sad cheers to Hoppy Libations. She lost her puppers this week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sad face. So, cheers to all of the beard dogs Hoppy. In the world.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
That's
not going anywhere.
You know.
Zip.
Podcasting for 15 years and still doesn't know how to.
You
want
to listen to him getting his ordering his Lyft car right now?
I'll see you guys later.
Oh, sorry. There's more voicemails, Matt. Don't you get out of here.
Guys, I feel foolish. Single cam again. I do apologize. I'm using my second call for this.
Oh,
week.
Boy.
I didn't tell you guys what I was drinking.
yeah,
there's
come
two
on,
different
dude.
Breweries that I was able to try. And it was Pearl Street, and the other one was Turtle Stack. Turtle Stack, I had their Smash Golden Ale, which was very, very good. A lot more maltier than you would expect a Golden Ale to be, I believe. That Pearl Street had a Goza. It was Gozacopia. That was really, really good. Really friggin' good. I wish I could get that locally. Very good beer. Anyways, my next thing is, If you're stuck at a bar, and I think we've gone over this before, if you're stuck at a bar and you're down to limited options, mm-hmm. Do you just go for what you know?
Mixed
or
drinks.
Do you
old fashioned.
Or do you go for, we'll say, there was one bar I went to, there was PBR, there was Sierra Nevada Pale, and then there was literally a couple other like Miller and stuff like that. Do you guys actually go and just say, fuck it, I'm just going to go with the Sierra Nevada Pale, or yep. Do you guys do some vodka? Who delves into mixed drinks here? I guess that's my next question. It's the vodka, and I'll be honest, it was pretty damn good, and it's been a long enough time. But anyways, guys, I will talk to you soon. Keep up the good work.
You don't get it twice. You got one. Sorry.
I try to find a happy medium with price point and volume of what it's just like. I don't want a 32-ounce PBR for $2, and I don't want to spend $15 on a draft beer. So if there's a Sierra Nevada Pale around and it's not necessarily a craft beer-oriented place, I'm down.
Well, you always get one and check the date on it. And if they're fresh, you know, you go back for a second. But if they're not fresh, they go to the time to go to
a
mixed
I had a big
drink.
Problem with a local dive bar, and the only craft they had was Sierra. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'll go with the Sierra. And it was old as fuck. But I had already ordered it at that time. I'm screwed. I'm going to have to drink it or not.
Yeah, suck it up.
And it was, the oldest Sierra I'd ever had in anybody's ever lifetime. So in that case, I'm going to go hard liquor. If my choice is big beer and mixed drinks, I'm going to have a mixed drink.
Yep.
And if I'm needing to have alcohol,
you're gonna have an apple teeny.
Apple
light
teeny.
On the teeny.
Do you have an apple teeny? Heavy apple.
No, light on the teeny.
Light on the teeny.
That's how you order it.
Oh no.
Yes.
Don't tell me how to order my apple teeny.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Don't you?
You listen here.
You listen here.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks, everybody, for all the contributions to the show. Thanks for listening to us and subscribing on iTunes. One day, hopefully, we'll get back into the iTunes craft beer groupings. Right now, we're living outside the lines.
We're floating.
Oh, yeah. We're just out there rebels.
Yes.
Rebel IPA-ing the podcast, craft beer podcast scene.
So we're no moon is what you're saying.
Right. We're a space station.
Yeah.
snow.
Pretending to be a
snow. That's no more. It's a space station. It's me, Ringo, driving the Millennium Falcon.
Yes, that would be awesome. Someone CGI Ringo into Star Wars for me.
Let's do it. Peace and love, peace and love. Darth Vader, peace and love, Darth Vader.
That will defeat you.
It's gonna win out. Oh, it's actually true. Ringo's a Jedi. Discover that. Thanks for listening, Perfect Port Pod on social media. Mikey Top 4, the Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, and that's all the things you need to know. Hang out. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your day.
Check your pale ale
days. Guys, don't be driving.